3. Everyone in Wally's crew knew she was adopted, but Ella was the first one she'd told about it. On a very hot day in July, Wally and Ella had walked in cutoffs and tank tops to the lake in Central Park, where they climbed down the Hearn's Head Rock to the lakeshore. They took off their shoes and soaked their feet in the cool but slightly algae green water.
"I wasn't cut out for this,"
Wally said, fanning herself, the fair skin of her cheeks flushed pink.
"For what?"
"Heat. I'm from Russia," Wally said matter-of-factly. "It's always cold and gray there, as far as I know."
"Your parents are Russian?"
"Yeah, well, no. Not my American parents."
Wally hesitated a bit, suddenly regretting that she'd brought up the subject at all.
"You mean you're adopted?"
"Yeah."
"From Russia?"
"Uh-huh."
Ella thought about this for a moment.
"You don't know who your actual parents are?"
"No."
Wally looked at her friend and could see that her imagination was already working overtime. Magical thinking was Ella's specialty.
"Cool,"
Ella finally said.
"You think so?"
"Oh, yeah. You could be, like, secretly a Russian princess or something."
"I don't think they make those anymore."
Wally leaned back against the rocks and closed her eyes, happy to let the subject drop. She had spent a lot of time questioning her origins, had once been obsessed with it even, but dwelling on those issues had never done her any good. The questions that had been swirling around in her brain for the past 6 or 7 years, who am I, where do I belong, had never been answered, and the resulting frustration had played a large role in her rift with Claire, her adoptive mother.
"Did you always know?"
Ella asked, not ready to let go of the subject.
"I mean, your parents told you about being adopted, right?"
Wally sat up straight again. She sighed a little, anxious. It seemed like she and Ella were going to have this talk whether she wanted to or not, but at least it was happening with someone she trusted. The fact that she had been adopted had always felt to Wally like something she needed to defend, as if the world might use that one detail of her history to explain and condemn who she was.
"Yeah, they told me where I came from. I mean, I always knew it in a general sort of way, but it was just an idea, you know? I was a kid, and I didn't really think about it."
"You're not a kid now."